You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
My name is Sophia Ramirez. I'm here with TYGKO and Cam Stacey, and you're listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series.
Sit it down, get it out, lift it up, let it sit, let it fly, rip it up, pick it up, put it down, make it up, let it live, let it die, and it might be something that you like, need something in your life, we working through the night, breathe when the earth's seen, nothing going right, need tougher than you might see, something that you like, wouldn't even know if I never told you, so it goes on, it glows in your inner aura.
KO and Cam are the founders of the DIY music venue Book Club, which they co-own with Nick Heineman, Maren Rosenberg, and Rupert Murray. After 3 years in Lakeview, they moved into the old Elbow Room location last year. They opened their doors in January 2025. Thank you so much for joining me today, y'all, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Of course, thanks. Thanks for having us, Sophia.
So for folks who haven't been to Book Club, what does a typical night at the venue look like?
Well, when you first walk in, you are immediately introduced to the digital balcony, which we'll give you a taste of the show, but we'll also give you a vibe of the room. There's a bar on that ground floor, so you'll often find people hanging out up there. And then when you make your way down into the basement and you take the full venue in, you can expect to hear some good music.
And tell me a little bit more about the origins of Book Club. Like, how did you end up creating this DIY venue that has escalated from invite only to a massive space?
By the time of the first Book Club shows, I had already been organizing and throwing shows at other places, some legit, some not. Proverbial March 2020 happens, we're all forced back inside, figuring out how to save money for when time comes to throw the next show, when it's safe again. That, of course, comes summer 2021. We plan things out with a DIY space we trust. We plan it 6 weeks out, tickets sell out online. 4 days out from the show, show's set for Friday, June 25th, and I get a call Monday, June 21st from our friends at The Spot saying that they got a cease and desist letter from their neighbors, and if we are to put on the show, they risk getting sued. We are sent on the wild goose chase that led us to what became Book Club eventually. I remember this old loft space where I would work tech for comedy shows. So I remember this place, and we're just racking our brains. Where do we put this colossal show that's our first show back in a year and a half? And we managed to stay operable up there and very busy for a little over 3 years after that.
And then when did you guys decide to move into a new space? Was there like a particular moment where you realized, oh, we need to move?
That was certainly a gradual thing, but with something that becomes gradually certain, if you ignore it for too long, it becomes like this nagging thing. And that's what we began to feel around when I made the Instagram. So for the first year or so, you had to, quote, ask a punk, unquote, i.e. have my number or someone's number who knows where we are, and that's how you find the show. We made the Instagram summer 2022, and that became the tipping point when that like took off and we had like a couple thousand followers basically right away. That's when I knew people knew about us in such a way that like the Book Club movement was outgrowing Book Club, the physical place.
Yeah, I'm glad that y'all mentioned the Instagram and that it was invite only at first, because my impression when Book Club was first on my radar was like, not exclusive necessarily, but yeah, like invite only, DIY space, you have to seek it out, mm-hmm. right? Now you have 25,000 followers on Instagram, multiple articles written about the space, a new space that's on Google Maps. How has the culture of Book Club evolved as you have shifted gears in the audience that you're trying to reach?
I think the most beautiful part about us moving into the Elbow Room space is that they had a very rich culture. They had a very rich community. While we always had a multi-generational like vibe to the rooms in the Book Club space, this space, you just get to see the commonality between the various communities that just want to see good music, just want to enjoy a space with other artists. I think evolution is a great word for it, because it has truly expanded to our neighbors who walk with strollers, and we put dog treats right out front. And like when we don't put dog treats out, you notice dogs stopping and sniffing around. Like, I don't know, it's feels good to be a part of the surrounding community in that way.
I also love that we are talking about it as an evolution, because I do literally refer to OG Book Club as Charmander and legit Book Club as Charmeleon for the Pokemon fans. What's the Charizard version? You'll have to wait and see.
Be possible to get that beat a little louder as well.
Okay, so in the old space, you had this really awesome chalkboard where you would post every week, you know, here are all the shows that are coming up. And you would post a picture with one of the artists from, I presume, the previous week. I recognize that was probably an absurd amount of work, but is that something that you have any plans to bring back?
I loved the calendar photos because it was actually made for the least amount of work for me to get like as much word out about as many shows at once as possible. The photos actually just became an accidental thing, and then people wanted to start appearing in the photos. The first artists to be depicted on the Book Club Instagram, Thought Crime, shout out Thought Crime. I was actually just late to get the photo taken for the Instagram, and their show was already underway, and they were already selling merch right in front of the calendar, because that's where you sold merch in the old place. And I was like, do you care if you're in the Instagram photo right now? And they were like, no. And that was that. How do we do something similar in the new space? We're still cooking on that.
And we also have a shiny new website, bookclubshy.com, where the aesthetic is still that, but we are able to actually link their Spotify's and take you to their Instagrams. And it's not just like 100 tags and you're just tapping away. Like, we were able to incorporate that into our own sphere of marketing with the website.
Yeah, that makes total sense. If y'all could relive any book club show, what would it be?
I know what I'm going to say, because this has always been my favorite. If you go back and listen to any interview from the last 3 years, this was my favorite show. It was the Anti-Ghost Show. Anti-Ghost is an act from Michigan, Detroit, and they had just dropped the tape.
But it was early days.
It was very early. It was one of
October 2021.
That was the first show. It was one of our first like imports from out of town. And I was like, this is what I want the shows to feel like. And that Anti-Ghost Show was the first time that I felt validated in that way.
Any one show is so, so hard. But I will also keep it consistent. I've definitely talked about this show before. April 2023, we had Bickle, Ehi Oribo, Chuck Sutton, Lunch Break, and we definitely had some more folks to open.
That's a crazy lineup already. That's crazy.
That was beautiful. That is the biggest that the original room has ever felt. Those first three names I mentioned, Bickle, Ehi Oribo, and Chuck Sutton, are super producers, your favorite artist's favorite artist type people. And they just had full control over the room the whole time. And not only was that beautiful to witness, but like, those are also people I've been listening to and betting on since I first made money on music. That was special.
Yes. I remember Bickle being like, oh man, it just wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't there. We recently had Bickle back again in the new space, and he loved it. The whole production, Cam would turn all the lights off, and he had this sparkly sequins jacket on. It was incredible. And like watching artists like Bickle transform and be able to match the pace of artists like that with the space was a main goal and motivation behind the maneuver as well. I know that's not the question, but...
No, that's such an interesting point, because I think I've been thinking about the changes to the space from the perspective of the audience, right? Or from trying to put myself in your shoes a little bit. But one of the best parts is for the artists who are coming in, right?
Yeah, and we're able to bring in talent that we wouldn't have even been able to consider. Some artists that I've been listening to since I was a child that I can confidently reach out to in the DMs, and they're like, yes, I want to be on that stage. And it's like, I'm calling my cousins like, dude, do you remember that? You know, like, that is beyond validating.
Yeah, totally. Well, congratulations. What do you guys have coming up?
it's always something on bookclubchi.com. That's bookclubchi.com. Something for everybody at any point in time. We got a show posted for something that you're listening to, something you might like. Punk, pop, hip hop, laptops, everything in between.
And pop by a random show. You literally never know. And the digital balcony is always free. So if you want to just enjoy the show and you don't want to go into the main room or you missed out on tickets, you can always sit down, have a drink, and watch your favorite artist on a 10-foot LED. In addition to shows, I have been having to put this off for a long time because Book Club has been so important to the larger community, but I am finally gearing to drop music. The project TYGKO continues. The album is coming. It is, if you're listening to this after June 25th, it's probably already out. The Legend of the Doorman. I think it's the first time I've said that on radio, but it is about being in the entryway into the book club and being able to cross that threshold and watch the crowd and watch the artists and learn from them night after night. So if that sounds like something that you would want to listen to, Legend of the Doorman, TYGKO, is coming June 25th.
That is so exciting. Congratulations. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today, y'all. This has been fantastic. For the Chirp listeners out there, this is our first Chirp artist interview that we've recorded in person since 2020. So honored to have you guys on for this. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
The honor was all ours, Sophia. Thank you.
Truly.
I'm Sophia Ramirez. I've been speaking with TYGKO and Cam Stacey, and you're listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
Feel the wind under me, give me a slight lift. Since a kid, always knew it would be like this. I begin to relive it when I write it. I gotta be precise, keep my energy aligned. I live when it go like, and it go like, and it go like this. When it go like, and it go like.